Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to episode 4.
Episode 4. At some point, we are going to have to stop numbering them. Because you know, no. We're going to get to a point like, this is episode 574.
Nobody will be listening by then, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we are back by popular demand.
Yeah, woo-woo.
Because we've had, I've had several people asking me when the next episode comes, so I'm feeling a little bit like we should keep going.
Yeah, yeah, and it's on iTunes.
It is, now on iTunes.
Big love on iTunes. Yeah. And not everybody gets on iTunes,
nope.
You know.
No.
I don't know how we have.
No.
But it happened. And I thought...
We're there to stay.
That's it. The Strictly Dream is coming quickly.
That was one of my people...
Hello, Tenor Lady. I'm still waiting for my promo.
Sponsored.
Yeah. Sponsored. Yeah, next week we could be sponsored. No, I've had a couple of people, phone call request asking when the next episode drops.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of...
Tell them to follow my Instagram pictures that I'm putting on. Next episode dropping.
Yeah. A couple of text messages saying that they're loving it, and people who totally relate to what we're saying.
Good.
And, you know, even people who I know that do some of the offending acts that have just totally taken it as tongue-in-cheek, and they totally get that it's a bit of fun.
Of course it is, because we do all this stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably more.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it's been it's very well received, so I'm very pleased that we've had some good feedback. And even, we've had a lovely gift sent.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a door hanger that says podcasting process with our little logo on.
Check it out on Instagram if you've not seen it.
Thank you, Jodie, you are the cutest.
You are the cutest. We both thought we'd done it. We were self-congratulating each other only to find out that actually it wasn't either of us, which is fantastic. So cute.
So yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
But yeah, I won't lie, this is the first time we've had a proper conversation in over a week. How's your week been?
Good. Had a little holiday this week.
Fabulous, so did I.
I know. We timed this so that we don't miss each other too much. If we went holidays back to back, it would be too long.
It would.
Too long, dear sister.
Although I think Mum has missed us.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
She's definitely been in and cleaned my house.
She's not cleaned bloody my house. Now we know who the favourite is. Mum.
She's definitely been in at some point, yeah. I think she was a little disappointed there wasn't more to do when we got back, to be honest.
Yeah.
But great holiday. I won't go into too much detail just yet.
No, I think based on both of a brief conversation we had before we sat down to do this, I think we'll entitle this one the holiday episode.
This is dedicated to the holiday.
Oh, you're gonna love it. I spent the whole week people watching and writing stuff down.
It's amazing for material.
Yeah, it is, and I think you're really gonna enjoy it. I think, without going into loads of detail, for me, I started off with a bang.
Brilliant.
Literally. We parked the car, jumped on the little free bus, did a little corner turn out of the car park, and the bus driver knocked the wing mirror off before we even got out of the car park.
Amazing.
And then she said, "I'm sorry, I'm not insured to drive it on the main road now, so you'll all have to get off and wait for another bus."
I hope you weren't rushing to get
no,
to the
No, we weren't,
airport.
Fortunately, but I just thought, well, this is a thumbs up, innit?
Yeah, hopefully this is not a start of things to come.
No, but a really nice thing for me, and... Hayley, Jacko, a little shout out because I know you're going to listen to this, but as I'd booked the holiday, rocked up to school week before last before they broke up for Easter, overheard somebody saying, "Oh, weather in Tenerife's not going to be great next week," and I said, "Oh, you're off to Tenerife next week." Anyway, long story short, discovered we were both staying at the same hotel.
Oh, wow.
For the same days.
Brilliant.
To which we both went, "Oh, brilliant," went home to our other halves and told them, and both went, "Are they all right? Do we like them?" Fortunately, they are nice people, and we had a good time with them, so it worked
okay.
out.
You can slag them off to me later.
Yeah, I'll do it later. No, we had a really good week with them, but for us, that meant, because obviously we've just got Jake, they've got a boy in the same class, same age, they've had a whale of a time,
Brilliant.
And we've had some people to chat to. We've had a really good laugh, and some of the stories that will come out will be from them as well.
Brilliant. Well, we'd not told our boys that we were going away. Eldest decided not to come. We didn't not invite her. She just said she's too cool to go on holiday with the parents. Yeah. We didn't tell the boys, and it turns out it's the best way forward. Not one question of when do we go on holiday, how many days do we go on holiday, how many sleeps do we go on holiday. We told them we were going to look at a new caravan.
Oh, fabulous.
We'd already packed up and hidden it all in the car when they got home, drove to the airport, pulled up into the airport car park, and you can see Liverpool Airport from the car, from the Wanstead car park. And the eldest, Charlie, said, "Oh, is this caravan near the airport? Are we going on holiday?" Jokingly, and we went, "Yeah, yeah." Got out the car, opened the boot, and his little face, he went, "We're going on holiday." "No, we're not. No, we're not." So absolutely buzzing. They were both buzzing.
Oh, that's so cute.
So yeah, I mean, I've never done it before, and I mean, it wasn't the world's best holiday, but they absolutely loved it.
A holiday is a holiday.
We weren't at home, we were abroad.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That was the main thing. You have fun, don't you? Spend time together. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
So yeah, some excellent things. I've been on noting things down on my phone all week, chuckling to myself, not being able to wait till I get home. Obviously, if Hayley, if you are listening, you've been privy to some spoilers, but apart from that, I think we're going to have a really good laugh this week.
Sister. Right. Go on then. I know it's going to happen.
What?
Question of the week.
Ah. Is the jingle sticking?
Go for it.
Question of the week. It's a stayer.
So you've got the question of the week.
I have. So I got this around the pool, actually. But she also emailed it in because she likes to do things good and proper.
Officially.
Good, yeah. Plus, I wouldn't have remembered it all in detail. So, I made our companions listen to the podcast on holiday. Not that I've got a big celebrity head or anything.
I have started to do this, that people, I mention it and then go, "You should listen."
It's funny. Go for it. Right, so the lovely Hayley has done our question of the week this week. It's a cracker, to be fair. And I didn't want to read it before today. I've not really thought about it too much. Right, so has anyone ever got your name wrong, but it's gone on for too long? And it would be far too awkward to say anything.
Okay.
She goes on to say, "Our neighbours once called my husband James, and he was too polite to say anything, and I believe this, having met him, he's a lovely guy. We are now 6 years down the line, and they still think he's called James, and I believe she said they've had Christmas cards and stuff, and like they've asked him his opinion and said, so what do you think, James?
Is his name similar to James?
No, his name's Simon. So it's nothing like, but so the question was, has that ever happened to you? Has anybody got your name wrong and you've just let it slide?
Yes. in our local supermarket, I won't name it because they don't want the person to know.
Yeah.
There is a lady that knows our mum.
All right.
And about 10 years ago, she said, she's always spoke to me. But that was when we were with mum in the supermarket at that age.
I think I know who she is.
And then when I've got to the age where I've gone into the supermarket by myself, and this one time I went in, she went, "Hi Louise, are you okay?" Thinking I'm you. I'm now 10 years later, every time I see her, I actually now don't make eye contact with her because I don't want to say "Hi Louise," because one of the kids will say,
"She's not Louise."
So hi Louise in the supermarket.
So you've been passing yourself off as me?
Yeah.
I wonder what you think.
I'm slightly offended because, you know, you're older than me.
I've still got the looks. I've not had like a full-on one that's gone on for ages.
Yeah.
But at work, not so long ago, I've been working on this project and emailing back and forth with this lady, and she was quite, you know, I thought, oh, I'm making, she worked for the boss.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm making some headway here. We had some banter, nice, have you a nice weekend? It got friendly in the email, like you do when you've got past that point and you've got something in common. And then 3 weeks later, she sent me an email. We kind of stopped conversing, and she sent me an email saying, "Hi Sue, how's things? Miss speaking to you." And
I was like, "She's no idea who you are."
Gosh, I thought I'd worked so hard on my little profile, and I thought I was getting somewhere. "Hi Sue." So I got a "Hi Sue." And then also, I quite often, because I think it's the accent and how fast we talk.
Yeah.
You know, my surname's not the easiest, but because I say Louise Seymour, I say it fast and I say Louise Seymour, I sometimes get Lucy Moore.
Oh, yeah, I can see
Lucy
that.
Lucy Moore.
Yeah.
So I get Lucy Moore quite a lot as well. So I've come to just accept that one and know if I get an email to say, "Hi Lucy," I know exactly who it is as well. So I've not had anyone I've had to correct. I mean, that I've let it go that long, but it's just, you kind of just accept some things, don't you? Just go, "Oh, that's me. I'll just carry on with
that." It's funny because we have a friend who has known me as, he's not, you know, had not got my name wrong for years. Although it turns out, again, the accent thing, when he saw my name written down for the first time, he realised my name was Helen. He thought my name was Ellen with an E.
Well, we're Yorkshire, we don't say it has.
Yes, so they thought my name was Ellen, and that has actually happened to me a couple of times. And I have to say, Helen.
Yeah, that's Helen.
I also have a really annoying surname that I have to spell out, so that's MCD.
MCD.
But yeah, it was a good question. I like that.
Yeah, that is a really good question.
And I am the type of person that wouldn't correct somebody.
Yeah, no, I would let that slide. I'm sure if anybody's got a story about that, I bet there's loads out there, then let us know, because I think that's really
funny. It's funny because we were talking about it this morning, actually, with Dad, actually, and we were talking about when somebody makes you a drink.
Yeah.
And then I had it a couple of weeks at a kids' party, and one of the dads said to me, Helen, would you like a drink, tea or coffee? I said, oh yeah, I'd love a tea. He came back and he passed me and went, you said coffee, didn't you? I don't like coffee. So I stood there and went, yeah. And I thought, why didn't I just say?
I just said, no.
No, I don't like coffee. It was tea.
No, we just
and
put
I
it
stood
with it,
there
don't
with
we?
The cup of coffee and took a couple of sips that were horrific. And then when he wasn't looking, I poured it down the sink and Tony, I hope you're not watching.
Listening.
I hope you're not watching.
Webcam on this. That is a completely different line of work. We won't go into that one.
But
yeah. Yeah. We do though, as people, we just accept things, don't we? We go, you just don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. So you go, oh no, it's fine, thanks.
Yeah.
It's when people go, do you want a drink? And you go, no, it's fine, thank you. And they walk away and you think, God, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I really
want a drink. Why on earth did I say no?
Yeah.
Weirdos, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Just say yes from now on. And if you're not happy, if we do something you're not happy with, just go, hang on, no, change my mind. And it might make other people start doing it.
Which has just reminded me of the story we have of the homeless guy.
Yeah. So keep his wine.
If we, you know, as humans would not say, oh, I don't want that. We once was asked by a homeless gentleman to buy him a cup of coffee. And we thought, let's buy him a cup of coffee, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we went to the nearest Greggs and we bought him a coffee. And while Louise was there, she decided that she was going to buy him a sausage roll and a donut.
I did, yeah. Because I thought, no,
why
can't
not?
Just get him a coffee.
Why
plus
not?
They're on an offer, aren't they, when you get them together. So,
yeah.
You know.
So we walked back over the road and we said, we've got you a coffee. And he went, brilliant, thank you. And Louise said, and I got you a sausage roll and a donut.
Yeah.
And what was his response?
He said, oh, I don't like sausage rolls and I don't eat donuts.
So, you know, if he can say, I'm not really fussed, then I think the rest of us can.
Oh, but then we walked further down. And
we went to go to the multi-story car park.
We did, and there was another homeless guy. So
there was a man.
Well, there was a man sat on the floor, so I thought, oh, someone's got to benefit from this. So I went over and gave him a sausage roll and a donut, which he kind of looked a bit... Like,
he just said, do you like sausage
rolls? And he said, yeah. So we gave him this sausage roll and this donut, and he looked a bit bemused. And then we walked away and walked into the car park, and it was only after about 5 minutes I thought, was he actually homeless?
Or was it just a guy?
Or was he just waiting for his wife or something? And we've just gone up and given him a sausage roll. Just his reaction to it, he just kind of went, cheers. And then we like walked off, and I couldn't remember for the life of me if he looked like he was homeless or whether he was just because
he was
sat there.
I think he was just sat by a doorway. He was sat on a rucksack. And if I'm honest, pretty sure he was just waiting for somebody.
Well, maybe so. But he got a free sausage roll out of it. And I felt better about myself for about 4 seconds. So.
Yeah, so if the homeless guy can tell you that he don't want a sausage roll and a donut, then we can tell somebody. That they've got his names wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that we got coffee instead of tea.
It might have been Simon slash James.
Yeah, poor Simon. I'm just going to call him James from now on. All right. Free sausage.
Sister.
All right, so we'll just go straight to the juice this week because
it's
the big holiday. You want to say your word?
What word?
Your favourite word of this section.
Oh, sorry. Irk.
Yeah, irks.
Irks.
The big holiday irks and funnies, honestly. I've spent the whole week sat around the pool chuckling to my little self and making some notes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've actually...
Because there's so many things, so we might have to, like, do a sequel next week, depending on...
We are going away again in the summer, so I'm sure there'll be plenty more to come.
We'll do that holiday
sequel. We can
hold
the rest of it back.
In the summer. We could record abroad while we're doing this. We could do a live update.
Yeah. I think we may have to.
Idiots abroad.
Yeah.
Right, so... I've made a little list, like I say, because I've got so many, but we'll do it in chronological order, because I like things to be in a nice order. So, prepping for holiday.
Oh. Are we talking about the difference of prep between us and them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we said them,
you men out there have it so easy.
And, you know, it may be different for different people, but if you're married to us...
If you're follically challenged...
I mean, I don't have as much of a follicle issue as you have. That is definitely Wolverine's more your problem.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with you. The shit we have to do before we go abroad.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So you've got your packing.
Yeah.
I pack for me and Jake.
At least you've only got one child and a husband. I've got three. Luckily, this time was the first time I only had to pack for two of them.
Yeah. Do you pack for Marcus as well?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, no, I don't. So that's the one thing.
I have to pack for Max as well. I mean, I'm on about it, but if he packed for himself, I'd be devastated with the items of clothing that he put together. But that's a whole different episode. It's a full week's worth of planning, packing, making sure that the stuff that you want to take isn't worn in the run-up to the holiday.
Policing the wardrobe.
It was even worse this time because I didn't know they were going, so I had to keep sliding things out of sight, and they kept asking for them, and I'd be like, it's in the wash.
So it was...
I got
really strategic with packing now. There's not a heeled shoe that leaves the country.
No, me too. All flats.
Yeah.
I go in a pair and I take a pair.
Yeah. I wear, obviously, the larger, bulkier items... hoodie, jeans to go in.
Yeah.
I've got my emergency, it's freezing clothing.
Yeah.
And even like the toiletries I've got down to a fine art. Yeah.
Minimal makeup.
Yeah, I have literally one outfit per evening if I'm going
out.
This time I went even smaller and did a rewear.
Yeah.
I took like one pair of denim shorts that I wore like 5 days.
Well, you do, don't you? You get one that you love and you wear them over and over again. But it's not just the packing with them, it's everything. So it's the boarding card, cards, who's printed them.
Yeah.
He asked me the morning when we were going, has somebody printed them?
Yeah, we had to get a passport renewal.
He asked me for checked in.
Yeah.
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Passports, making sure they're in date.
Yeah.
Insurance. Airport parking, the transfers at the air, everything is in my remit.
So in terms of like me getting ready, I usually have my toenails done.
Yeah.
I have a full leg wax, probably a bikini if I'm going for it. I've had to train my armpits down for 6 months of epilating in advance, as usually done. So, I probably start my regime for going on holiday about 2 weeks before and book all my appointments for the very last minute, because if I don't get my legs waxed the day before we go, halfway through holiday, it's back to Spikersville. So I have to do all that. And then the morning we go away, Martin usually clips his toenails.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go.
Yeah.
It just upsets me.
I'm coming back as a going away outfit this time.
Oh, sweet. Going away outfit.
It was just a pair of joggers and a t-shirt, but still.
I mean, Martin is quite useful when we get to the airport, and that he does take control of the passport.
Yeah, Martin's not useless. Yes. Oh, once we're there, he's in the zone.
He's in holiday zone. I think that's a man thing, though. In the airport, they are in charge. Once you get there, they're like, off we go, through security. I got a good feel up at security this time, though, and I made a joke with her, and I don't know if you're supposed to.
I think they are very...
But she did laugh. Because I said, she gave me a full on rub down, and then I said, hey, up, and normally you pay £25 for this, and she did a little chuckle.
Not as bad as my faux pas. It was an accidental joke on the man that was, you're taking all your stuff off and you're putting it in the trays, and he says, have you got any? No, have you got this? And we'd packed the gunnels, and Marcus had to put my hair straighteners in his bag.
Yeah.
And Marcus said, do I have to take his hair straighteners out? And the guy said, no. I turned, meaning it, to Marcus and said, oh, you don't like, you need any. As the words came out of my mouth, I realised the guy was bald who was talking to Marcus. And Marcus looked at him. They made eye contact. And luckily, the guy saw this and he went, that's a bit harsh. I know I've got no hair. And I went,
security.
I thought, shit, so that's me going to be getting a full wipe down for drugs.
Full on, somebody's got a glove on. He's like that. Give her the full search.
Thankfully, he saw the funny side of it. But it's as the words left, and I just thought, he's bald.
I also saw, just thinking, I forgot about this, as we were coming through security on the way back, Martin was looking at some booze or something duty free, and I could see all people still coming through security, and there was a lass coming through, she was with a mate, and they'd obviously said she was getting searched, and they'd obviously said something to her about a top. The next thing, she pulled the top up like over her head and her bra was out, and then the woman, I saw the like security, despite this on the way back, so the woman was like in Spanish going no, and pulling it back down. She went, sorry, did you not want to check that? And they were just, she was absolutely wet in her pants. But like, why on earth would you think that they want you to literally strip off in the security zone? Anyway, well, either that or they had a couple of Proseccos before they even got to the airport. But that just hilarious. But the whole airport thing for me is, I like to just get through the airport.
Yeah, I'm with you. When
it's
through security and you can go for there. You know where your gate is.
Yeah, you can relax a little bit, can't you, before you get on. But then the whole plane experience.
It's the queuing.
Yeah.
We went from Liverpool this time. It's the first time as a family we've flown from there. I've gone from there and Mike's gone from there individually. But we queued. We went with Ryanair,
which
is ridiculous that you now have to pay for your bag. But again, that's another story. There was no priority queue. Everybody seemed to be in the same queue. There was two, but we weren't quite sure what was for what.
Yeah.
And as we came down the tunnel, it wasn't a... You know, sometimes you have those tunnels that take you right to the plane door.
Yeah.
And then other times you have to go onto the tarmac. Mm. Well, this was a tunnel, and we thought we were going to the plane door, as did the people behind us, who it was a woman and her mum with a little baby in the pushchair asleep. He must have been about 6 months old. And as we came down, it suddenly stared, like a big set of stairs appeared.
Oh, no.
So I'd clocked that there was these two on the row, and they had two wheelie cases in the pushchair with the baby asleep, and there's just the two women. So I'm mentally thinking, as we're coming towards the steps, I'm going to turn around. We didn't have any hand luggage other than rucksacks, and say, would you like a hand? Marcus thought the exact same thing, having had kids ourselves. Marcus said, do you need a hand? And the woman said, oh, that'd be lovely. So she took the baby out of the pushchair and gave it to her mum. She folded up the pushchair. Marcus said, no, it's fine. He carried the pushchair down. As I turned to get one of the bags, the guy behind me decided that he would just go, smacked me in the head with his rucksack, and I made a noise that loud that it shamed him into getting the other suitcase. I just went, why are people... And he went, I'll take that bag for you.
Oh,
why on earth do people have a thing about getting on the plane? You've got a seat.
I know, that's what I don't get. Like in the old days when Ryanair first started, you didn't have a seat, did you?
So it was like
you ran.
Get to the
people
plane.
People ran, like an easy jet. You ran.
On.
Yeah.
But yeah, the stare that I gave him as he clocked me in the head with his rucksack was, he just went, I'll help you with this.
It's the rush. Yeah. The rush, and the rush to put your when you get on, they'll want to put the bags above their head.
Yeah.
I don't need that suitcase again, man. If I've taken it on board, I've got my rucksack, I've got my little Sudoku and my iPad and all that stuff. You have that in your handbag, don't you?
Yeah.
Shouldn't even have to go near it. So if it's at the other end of the bloody plane, does it matter?
No.
Ugh, just people just annoy me. Well, I had a couple of funnies on the plane.
Yeah.
My usual kids on iPads with no headphones, as the usual, where you just think, are you serious?
Yeah.
I do not want to listen to Peppa Pig all the way there.
I mean, I know I'm skipping ahead into the holiday, but people who do that on holiday as well, when they're laid around the pool.
Just put the headphones on.
Who cares? I don't want to listen to your music. Put the headphones on.
Oh, we had some people with
just
music blasting, stupid. But then, people always moan about kids, don't they?
Yeah.
So kids are always the problem. Well, not this time. Two older ladies. I'm not ageist whatsoever, but I'm going to say 70s.
Right.
Obviously going on a ladies' holiday, sat together, had a couple of wines, both had headphones and iPads on, couldn't hear themselves and didn't realise how loud they were. You know, like kids do when they start shouting. Doing it and they're like in front of us. And at one point she turned to the other one and went, what are you watching? This is shit. And like literally, the guy opposite me was sat behind her, like looked and laughed, and I was like, can they hear themselves? And then that was about half an hour into the flight, and then they just kept doing it all the way there. Just did not realise that they were so, so loud because they both had their headphones on, and just sort of trying it. And she's going, well, I don't think he's very funny, do you? Are you going to get a coffee, Barbara? Like, for God's sake.
Yeah, people are totally oblivious, aren't they?
Oh my
totally
God, to be fair, it was funny.
Yeah.
But, like, all the people always moan about kids, and actually I was like, you're disturbing. Yeah.
But talking of people being oblivious, I was sat on the aisle seat with the two boys at the side of me.
Yeah.
And when people have to go to the toilet and there's somebody coming the other way and they have to do that weird side turn, it's not such a great thing when they do the side turn, lean forward, and there's a penis at eye level. I was watching my iPad with my headphones on, leant a bit forward, and this guy, he leant into my seat, and if I could have licked it, I'm honest. It was that close to my face.
Oh,
but
God.
How are people not aware of where they're putting
things?
They
wanted, like, tracky bottoms, were it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because then that's outline
free
city, isn't
yeah, it? Yeah,
honestly. Oh, it's flopping about.
I could have poked it even.
Oh, God. At least jeans sort of encase it in some sort of hard, protective... You can't see it as much, can you? But tracky bottoms are just...
Yeah, I thought
you might as well just flop it out.
Don't make eye contact because, you know, could have looked up. Yeah.
Third eye.
With it, yeah.
Third eye contact.
But yeah, penis in the face on a plane.
Oh, God.
How inappropriate.
Shocking. We haven't even got an older yet. We've already got tons of material. My God.
Sister.
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 So moving on from the plane, well, as was leaving the plane, so as we were coming down to land, the next, it's not an irk because it was an unfortunate incident, it's more of a holiday trauma. It was starting to come into land, not, you know, just the gradual movement, and there was a untimely, you know, when it drops and everybody goes,
At
that moment,
but
it was just timed at the exact same moment as some old guy at the front of the plane decided to take a turn for the worst. So as after this giant, you know, bit of a bang and a drop, everybody went. Seconds after the intercom and went through of if there is a doctor or a nurse available on this plane, please make yourselves aware to us. And everybody kind of looks at themselves as to go, was that because of what just happened?
Yeah, but it's
so
like,
is it the captain? What if the captain's gone down?
And,
you know, like, you could see genuinely everybody was a bit like...
Anxiety city.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Me and cat heads come up and everyone's what's going on?
Was there any dancers on? Did anybody come forward?
No, nobody came forward. There was no call button pressed.
Yeah.
Although a guy did get out of his seat, but I think he was more of a first aider than a doctor.
Yeah, oh, one of them.
But we were near the back and it was near
is
the front.
Is he a dentist?
Probably. So yeah, it went up to the front and I think he took a turn for worse in the toilet.
Oh,
so they were trying to get him out of the toilet. Anyway, I think he was okay.
Oh, poor guy.
And then he came out of the toilet with an oxygen mask on and they sat him down and they kind of had to, throughout the landing, somebody was stood up with him until the very last moment and then the doctor stood with him. And this is going to sound really harsh and really cold-hearted, but the only silver lining to what had happened was because he was at the front of the plane, we all had to depart out the back and we got off the plane really fast.
You're not in the back row in the cheap seats.
Normally you'd have to get off the front and they were like, we're going to have to depart from the back. So we were straight off. So, I mean, he was okay. He was okay. They did say he was okay. So I wouldn't be saying that if I didn't know he was okay.
Oh, bless.
But, yeah, holiday trauma. Ambulance waiting on the tarmac and they got seen straight away. So
we had a couple of holiday traumas now that you've said it. And I ain't even told you about this, have I? So I think it was like day 2, day 3. We were sat round the pool, minding our own business. And there were a group of, I think they were French, and they were... young lads, I'd say 18-ish, something like that. Yeah. There's a few of them. I think they were there with the parents, but parents were somewhere else. Anyway, in and out the pool, messing about. Next thing, I saw Martin sort of jump up. There was a young lad at the side of the pool holding his mate who had, like, passed out. Martin, like, grabbed him, pulled him out and put him on the side. And then there was one too cool for school, like, proper... great lifeguard. He was about, honestly, he must have been about 70, but he was slick and he was on it. He was didn't speak any English, just Spanish. It was all over. He shot down and like started trying to
breathing and everything.
Well, I don't know. At first they couldn't because I was like, I can't look because if he dies, I'm gonna be on the news. That's what I thought. Anyway, they brought him round with they put him in recovery position, like sort of woke him up and everything, and he come up and he didn't know what was going on. He looked really disorientated, then ambulance came. But then it just got funny then because there was more and more of the hotel staff appearing. There was probably about 47 of them. And there was, like, people trying to translate from Spanish to French.
Oh, God.
Then there was a couple of English people bobbing their head over going, has he got this? Has he got that? You know, has he had too much sun? Thinking, just leave him alone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then he won't get in the ambulance, go with the ambulance guy, and he was wandering around. Anyway, this woman come down, I presume it was his mother then, and just started going, rah, 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 and shouting in French and all this sort of stuff. Well, as soon as she appeared, he got in wheelchair sharpish and disappeared. Oh. But yeah, we had a trauma. Then next day, there was an unexpected gust of wind and about 5 parasols shot out of the holders at the bottom and like flung across the thing. So one woman got caught in the arm by it as it went, like not through her arm or anything like that, but like scuffed her arm as they went past. God. And everyone like had to do like a panic down with the brollies because it was just suddenly this rogue gust of wind and all these parasols shot off. So it was like a danger zone around that pool. But then I think the funniest thing that happened for me, I mean, it wasn't funny for anybody else, but the boys, we bought them some of them water guns while we were away. Yeah. It was a four-barrel.
Like the plastic ones.
Yeah, where you suck the water in and fire it out. So loads of kids had them. Yeah. So I was in, on, I think it was like fourth or fifth day, I was in the pool with them messing about. And they were like going round me in a circle. Yeah. So I'm like trying to shoot. But then at the last sort of minute, I shot this 4-barreled water gun. And this woman, it was in with the kids.
No.
It literally, she had her mouth open.
So like one of them funfair games.
But like you said, it was like a slow-mo. I went... and just saw her go... But then I went, sorry, and then laughed in her face. Aww. Laughed in her face, but then I couldn't stop giggling then, so I had the giggles for about 10 minutes, and this poor, poor woman, who was already, looked like she was struggling, she didn't swim, I don't think.
Oh,
she had a swim on.
She nearly killed her.
And some armbands, Jesus. And she was a full-grown woman. just horrendous, but that was, for the rest of the holiday then, that was just, we just couldn't stop laughing and I felt so mean, but yeah, she just, timing was perfect, just shot straight in the bob.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word. Trauma.
Sister.
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 Sister. Yeah, so this one actually is probably, I would say it's an irk and not just a funny story or a tale, but... And I know that we've got a reputation for it, but we really are Brits abroad is a thing. It's just, it's so obvious when you, especially at that time of year, because we went to Spain and it's not the hottest. We had nice days with lots of sun and a bit of rain, and a bit of wind and cloud.
Mm.
But regardless of the weather, the Brits have got a bikini on. I mean... So, you know, there were points in the holiday where I had cardio on, there was points in the holiday where I had my leggings on.
Yeah.
I mean, there were other points where I did have my bikini on. But it was 14 degrees, it was cloudy, and they were in bikinis. I mean, it is extreme.
Oh my God. Did they look freezing?
I mean...
They're styling it out around the pool or just...
Around the pool, but then... walking around, there's little, like, playsuit things that you pull on when you've been in the pool... Yeah, it's great if it's 23 degrees, but not in 16 degrees of weather. You know, like I say, we saw Spanish people with hats and gloves on.
Yeah, yeah. Because to them it's
cold.
Freezing, yeah. But don't you think people just lose all sense of style on holiday anyway?
Well, it's just really, yeah.
Just clothes that you think, where have you got that from?
Yeah. Oh, does that fit you?
Yeah, God, we had loads of them. I've seen more camel toes this holiday than I would have in desert, I tell you now.
Yeah, I'm a 10 to 12, but there's some things I would not touch, and there's other people that
Why do people think it's attractive when other people see them picking things out of the lady bits?
Well, it's never attractive. And do you know what? I'm not any way body shaming, because if you've got it, flaunt it.
You can be as big as you want.
Yeah.
Just wear clothes that fit you.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you're a 22, wear a 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't wear a 14.
and have
things hanging out. It just looks worse.
Yeah.
It does look worse.
Yeah. And even worse, fat men in speedos.
Oh, budgies. Oh, my God. I've seen some terrible budgies. One guy literally looked like he was wearing underpants.
Yeah. Well, Well,
just looked like he was strolling around in underpants.
I saw a repeat ass crack from one guy, and it was just vile.
I'll be honest, I've got one of those.
I wouldn't find it attractive on a skinny guy, or on a, you know, on a buff guy. Speedos are a no.
They're a no. I mean, I've got the longest butt crack in the world, but I always try and cover it up, make sure, you know, it comes halfway up my back, so I wear pants to cover it.
Yeah. And do you remember when Dad used to wear speedos?
Yeah, sorry, Dad.
Yeah,
but no, never. They were like 80s.
Yeah, but still, it's never appropriate to wear speedos.
Budgies are just, they're having a appropriate.
They are.
Just get a full silhouette of it.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of penis talk on this.
Yeah. On holidays, there are a lot of penises.
Yeah, the style thing, just, I don't understand why people, why would you suddenly start to wear all these garish colours and that? They don't. There was one woman who I said to mine, she had like a bandana on and big hoop earrings, and I was laughing saying, When you've got pool at 4 and pirates at 5. I wish I got a photo, wish I got a picture of her because I couldn't get one, but and then like when kids go on holiday to Spain and they get the hair wrap, so when they go back to school, it's cute.
Colourful. Yeah,
got the hair wrapping, like I've been on my holidays. But when you're a 40-year-old woman with your husband and no kids, it's just embarrassing.
What? Somebody actually had the hair. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I find it also, and I apologise to anybody who gets it done, when they, you know, when they go get the cornrows in. No?
If you're white, it's just not a look. it's not.
And it's not attractive when you, it's not that. It's the fact that your whole half side of your face is pulled back.
Yeah, it's like a, what they call it, something.
And do you not get a sunburnt scalp?
Yeah, you
must
do.
I never had it done.
Yeah, I wonder if you have to like do lines of suntan
between the gaps, but yeah, it's a no from me.
No, I can see, like, having it plotted to keep it out of the way if you're in the jungle.
Yeah, I
remember Katie Price having them in her celebrities.
Look at her
straight away, it looked horrendous.
It did.
That's what you look like.
Yeah, it's just not attractive,
you
is
don't
it?
Look any better. And she's a model, and at the time was more attractive than she is now.
I let my hair go on holiday. I don't really touch it. I put in a headband or a little scarf, and it's, you know, let it go free for a bit. Let it have a rest. But I'd rather somebody look like a bird's nest.
I'm not saying I look like Ocean Beach style that pool, because I really don't.
I look like I've not given a shit for a week.
Yeah.
Which is rightly so.
There's some horrendous style, but Brits abroad are just, we tick every stereotype in the book, don't we?
It's the pissed up Brits as well. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's nice to have a drink on holiday, let your hair down, but we had one lady on our holiday who was on her own with her son, and it got to the evening, and me and Marcus saw her come to the bar area, kind of look round and then unsteadily walk away. And Marcus said to me, "Do you think she's gone to bed?" I said, "I don't know." Well, when I looked round, her son was still downstairs. He was about 8 years old.
Oh, God.
So the next morning when we got up and opened the balcony door, I could hear her talking to the couple who was staying in the room next to us. She'd been out drinking all day with them, got drunk and gone to bed. She's never met this couple before and left her kids sort of wandering around with them. Yeah, Brits abroad.
Oh my God. And another coming world. Back to what we covered a couple of weeks ago about creatures of habit.
Yeah.
Same sunbeds every day.
Oh.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
Find our spot. You stay in it, don't you? You stay in that spot. Yeah. And if anybody dares.
Yeah. When new people arrive.
Yeah. And then you panic, then you get up 5 minutes early, just every day, just to make sure you get yours saved. I mean, we had the wonderful Jacksons with us who got up earlier than us and saved our sunbeds.
Nice.
Because we're lazy, you know that. So we were always late. But yeah, it just made me laugh because it just totally fitted with what we talked about the other week, that we're such creatures of habit. And we just went back to the same place every day.
So I've got a question for our listeners.
Right.
Do you put your towel out on your sunbed early? Or are you a believer that you should just go get a sunbed when you're ready? Do you go put your towels out, or do you leave it to see if you can get one?
See, I thought I was a non-reserver, but then it upsets me when I don't get the same space.
I've reserved.
Yeah, this our hotel wasn't that bad for it to be.
No, I think the time of year, you're all right, but in the summer, you know, do you reserve? Are you up at the crack of dawn?
Are you a reserver?
Yeah.
We always blame the Germans, don't we? But
no,
I think
the Brits are just as bad.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sister.
Well, I feel like we've barely scratched the surface on my holiday irks, or, you know.
Yeah, issues. I definitely think this is a return topic. Oh, and I'd like some questions around this, yeah. If anybody else has got any.
Yeah, if anyone's got any really good, like, you know, anything related to what we said, tell us them, because we'd love to hear them. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, good question. And I get to do my jingle if we get a question of the week.
Yeah. We all don't want to miss out on
no,
that.
We don't want to miss out on the jingleage. But yeah, I think there's so much more, so we'll definitely do a return. We are having another holiday at some point this year.
With all of us together.
Oh, so there'll be some family irks on the back of that.
I'm sure there will.
Yeah, you might have to do a lone podcast to talk about.
We might not be talking. Yeah. We might not be talking by the time we go on that holiday.
Yeah, I'm guessing there'll be loads more stuff then. But yeah, you know, I'm just thinking now. I've got back. I've had a great time. I just can't wait to go and pick my photos up from Max Spielman.
Yeah, it's just not the same, is it? Just when you're filtered and cropped and
just
and
not the same and slow mode and boomerang and all that.
Yeah,
I'm just as guilty as the next person for doing that.
But
so.
Speaking of our previous episode talk, so you know, if you've not listened and don't get the reference, then go back and listen. I did talk about a friend of mine and a photo.
Oh yeah.
I've had written permission.
Permission.
That we can use it for context. Oh, so please look out. On social media.
And we've got a Twitter page now as well.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we've got a Twitter page.
Yeah, tell me. Louise is pretty much in charge of our social media.
I am, yeah. So we've now got Twitter, Instagram. Twitter is @sisters_no, or search Sisters of No Mercy.
Right.
Obviously, we've got an Instagram page, Sisters of No Mercy, and we've got a Facebook page, Sisters of No Mercy.
Yeah.
So,
but I did feel like I needed to get permission to be able for us to post a photo because it's a doozy.
Is it a doozy?
It's a doozy.
I love a good doozy.
It's by far my favourite photo in the world.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Oh well, I'm sure people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Love it. And if you've liked today, then we are on iTunes, so we appreciate any ratings or reviews. Let's get us on the charts. Yeah. I'd love to be on the iTunes chart. I will say, anyway, I always wanted to be on iTunes, but obviously at the time I wanted an album.
Yeah, we did think that we would be a girl band.
If I search it now, it comes up.
Yeah.
And there's our little pictures we did, and it's cool. And I think that's something I've achieved before I'm 40. I've got onto iTunes. Maybe it's not my multi-selling Grammy album of covers of show tunes, but...
One day.
Well,
when we get that Tenor Lady advert, then.
Well, exactly. I'm going to tweet Tenor as well, just to tell them to have a listen and just see how much free advertising they're getting on here. But thanks for listening to episode 4. We will be back same time, same place.
I am off to go lie down and sleep because I haven't been in my own house for over a week because I've been working a lot, so.
Yeah, well, we'll be back. So Beavers is back on next week.
Beavers is back.
So we get an hour back to ourselves and we're back to the school routine and all that kind of stuff next week. So I'm sure we'll have plenty to tell you by the time we get there. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Bye.